Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time. I'm Rick Fowler, and a lot going on in Montgomery County as Barwood Cab Company, an institution, has filed for Chapter 11, and they're pointing the finger at Uber and Lyft. We're joined by Montgomery County Council Member Roger Berliner, who is president of the Montgomery Council. And Roger, it's great to have you with us.
Good morning to you guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you, and to you. Now, you know, the taxi company is pointing the finger at Uber and Lyft, and Barwood's blaming them, but they also blame the Montgomery County Council for not instituting regulations on ride sharing. How do you respond to their criticism of the county council?
Well, it's totally false. What the filing fails to recognize is that the state preempted the county council from regulating Uber and Lyft. I actually had legislation that would have regulated Uber and Lyft, and Uber wasn't happy with it. So Uber went to the state legislature and said, pass a statewide law that would preempt Montgomery County, and the state obliged.
Well, Roger, is the answer, though, to this problem? I mean, Uber and Lyft aren't going anywhere. You know, young millennials, the kids I know in my neighborhood, whether, you know, I used to live in Maryland, I live in Florida now. They're not even interested in taxi companies anymore. I mean, it's not even on their radar. So this is the future, you know, whether we like it or not. I mean, is the answer here more or less regulation? I mean, Rick and I were talking during the break about, is it possible that we could look at lightening the regulatory load on some of these traditional taxi companies to give them a fair shake to be able to compete with Uber and Lyft?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's exactly what we did do. At the taxi cab company's request, we loosened regulations for them and were precluded from doing anything with respect to Uber and Lyft. Like you, I do believe Uber and Lyft is the future, and what we are seeing here is the failure of a government-franchised monopoly to respond to a new entrant that is innovative. And that happens all the time when you have government franchise monopolies. Look at the airline industry years ago. Look at the electric utility industry when faced with solar and other distributed energy. So this is not uncommon when you have franchised government monopolies who build a business practice around that monopoly and then can't compete in an innovative economy.
But how do you expect them to compete with the regulations that differ for the taxi industry and Uber? You have 48 pages of regulations for taxi companies in Montgomery County. The minimum requirement for an Uber driver does not include a physician's certificate, which is required in the Montgomery County taxi driver application. So isn't this government franchise monopoly over-regulated?
Well, what I would say to you is it isn't the regulations that's in the way. It's the business model. The fundamental business model of regulated taxi cabs is a leasing company. They are leasing companies. And guess what? The terms of the lease are pretty onerous on drivers. So they look at Uber and Lyft and they say, I can just make money every time I pick up a rider. Whereas with the taxi cab companies, if they don't pick up riders, they lose money. And so it's the fundamental business model that is being shaken up. It's not a matter of the regulations.
Well, you know, Roger, I agree with you on that. I mean, I take a lot of ride services all over the place for a number of different reasons. And I was talking to the one driver recently. He was taking me to a studio. And he was saying, listen, I can't compete with this anymore with Uber. I mean, we're charging whatever, $250 a ride back and forth down here. And these, you know, Uber drivers are charging, you know, a mom who's just looking to earn a couple extra dollars is charging $75 for the same service. But what was interesting, and I'd love to get your take on this, is talking about how the business model is collapsing, is he said, But it does create an interesting opportunity for me, he said, because when I'm done working for, I'm not going to say the company he works for, he goes, I do Uber as well. Like he exactly. One, he saves money because he uses it. And secondly, he drives for Uber earning some extra dollars. So kind
Absolutely.
Of interesting how it works.
There's only upside, if you will, as an Uber and Lyft driver. It may not be great upside, but there's only upside. There's no risk. Whereas if you lease a vehicle from a Barwood of the world, you literally are on the hook every day to make X amount of dollars. And if you don't, you're in arrears. So, and really, fundamentally, that's the big deal here, is that the business model, which was predicated on a government franchise monopoly, simply does not work in this new environment.
And, Roger, we've seen this in New York, New York City, where it's even worse. I mean, you had people in New York City, you probably know the story, who paid hundreds of thousands of dollars
yeah.
for
oh
a medallion to stick on their... It's crazy.
Look at what happened in Chicago. It's happening all over the country.
Yeah.
So what do you do for the cab drivers that staked out a career maybe years ago? Barwood has 57 employees. What happens to the employees there?
Well, actually, a lot of the drivers are better off now than they were before. Drivers really resented Barwood. It was terrible to hear how drivers thought about working for Barwood. So it isn't the drivers. It is the medallion holders, if you will. It is the people that own these taxis now and had thought that they could sell the medallions, if you will, and get their money back. And now they can't do that. And this happens in business, right? Where you build a business and somebody comes along and has a better mousetrap. And so there's no way to protect these people from this. It's not pretty, and my heart goes out to them, but it isn't government's responsibility to step in to prop up the old business model in the face of the new entrant.
Yeah, and Roger, it's not just that. I mean, while we're on the topic of Uber, I mean, I watched an interesting cable news interview last night. You know, this is happening in the trucking industry as well, where, as you said, the business model is starting to explode. You're going to see self-driving cars. Now, it's probably not going to be as ubiquitous as the technology people have told us it's going to be, but on easily drivable routes, say 95, this is going to sadly put a lot of people out of business. This isn't this argument is not just limited, the business model argument, to the Uber and Lyft scenario at all.
No, it isn't. And automation, as you say, with respect to self-driving cars, is the biggest contributor to people losing jobs in this country.
I want to ask you about self-driving cars. We've seen the dispute in California between Uber and the state. Have you been approached about self-driving cars being tested by Uber in Montgomery County?
We have not, but I'm going to hold a full council session on the future of transportation next year, and we're going to get our arms around this because it is important that we understand how this would work, not in terms of its testing per se, but what happens when it does become ubiquitous. What does that mean for our roads? What does that mean for our transportation network? It is something that all of us need to get our arms around, particularly those of us that trust the responsibility for planning for the future of transportation.
Roger Berliner, president of the Montgomery County Council. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you, guys. Again, happy holidays to everyone.
And to you. Merry Christmas.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.